found it really did, Bobby Dylan. Larry Shaman was there too, and here's his report.
Bob Dylan doesn't allow the press into his concerts. He rarely gives interviews. He says his music doesn't need a translator, doesn't need a middleman. But today they came by the thousands to Hollywood Sportatorium to try and get the Dylan message.
To get to the Sportatorium, the Dylan faithful had to endure traffic jams that seemed to last as long as Dylan's self-imposed 8-year exile. Some arrived at the concert in limousine luxury. Others found posing as foot ornaments to be the quickest means of transportation. Most, however, were compelled to abandon their cars blocks from the concert site and make the trek on foot. Poet-songwriter Bob Dylan had sparked the generation of the 60s with songs of protest and love. And after almost a decade of seclusion, many find the attraction remains strong.
The attraction is head, man. He's outside. What about him?
What about him?
He's beautiful.
He says things you like to hear?
Yeah, definitely. For instance, like, that's what he said, man.
He's just made a lot of comments about, you know, social things. Some that need correcting, some that are fine just the way they are.
Yeah, but he's kind of matured out of that now.
Yeah.
He's in the music now, really.
But,
and his old songs, he just kind of passed out of that phase.
But while some came almost to worship Dylan, others were less than impressed with the Dylan legend.
Bob Dylan is dead, morally and ethically. What you're going to hear is a guy named Robert Zimmerman play the guitar. He's got it. Right on! Free Bob Dylan! He's got $30 million and he charges $10 for a ticket.
Tickets could still be had at concert time. People were negotiating their own price. Security for the concert was tight, with searches being conducted for cameras and drugs. But for many, neither price nor inconvenience were going to keep them away. Bob Dylan, the reclusive minstrel of the 60s, was back. I'm Larry Shaman, TV10 News.